Beautiful boy. Growing up, there was so much to be afraid of. Those moments when I was so very convinced that there were monsters under the bed. The time someone much bigger threatened to beat me up and chase me home. Times when I was seriously hurt or sick. That moment of terror when I put a ping pong ball in the stove and the flame shot to the ceiling. Through whatever, you were there. I'd never heard any spoken words of assurance. There never were words telling me that there were no monsters. But you were there. I cannot recall you ever taking my hand as I crossed the street. But you were there. I do not think you ever read me a bedtime story. We never played catch. You never taught me how to hit a ball or throw or kick a football. Certainly, never were the words beautiful boy spoken to me, not even when I didn't feel good about myself. But always, you were there. It's amazing how much I learned from you without being taught, just by your presence. Looking back, I realize I never had to look for you. We never talked about it, but I always knew where you were if I needed you. You always saw me, not just with your eyes, but the real me. I watched your strength day in and day out, and I witnessed how you treated everyone you met with kindness and respect and compassion. Through you, I came to understand the power of being there for someone in need. I do not think the word love ever was exchanged between us. It wasn't even used in conversation. Yet somehow I knew I was loved, and your gift to me was a capacity to love, or at least to do my best and try. And through that door of love, I have come to know the love of Abba, the reality of Abba from which everything flows. Just like when I was growing up, things do not always unfold as I would like. The boyhood monsters are gone. New ones have taken their place. But it doesn't matter. I know I am loved, and I am unafraid. Thank you, Dad. And thank you, Abba. And now let's hold in a minute of silence.
My angel, time to close your eyes and save these questions for another day. I think I know what you've been asking me. I think you know what I've been trying to say. I promised I would never leave you, and you should always know, wherever you may go, no matter where you are, I never will be far away. Good night, my angel, now it's time to sleep. And still so many things I want to say. Remember all the songs you sang for me when we went sailing on an emerald bay. And like a boat out on the ocean, I'm rocking you to sleep. The water's dark and deep inside this ancient heart. You'll always be a part of me. Good night, my angel, now it's time to dream. And dream how wonderful your life will be. Someday your child may cry, and if you sing this lullaby, then in your heart there will always be a part of me. Someday we'll all be gone, but lullabies go on and on. They never die, that's how you and I will be.
Mary, please unmute and share.
With tears of sorrow, tears of joy, breathe, breathe, breathe. As you continue quieting your thoughts, open your heart wider to feel the loving presence of Spirit. Fill your essence with a deeper sense of serenity and harmony. You are now even more open, even more willing to hear Spirit's inner voice, inner whisper speak to you. Oh, dear angel, dear daughter, dear son, lay aside your busyness. Lay aside your questions. Lay aside all that troubles you and just breathe. Now is the time to rest. Now is the time to dream. Now is the time to be. Just be the genuine Christ that you are. Oh, sweet angel, you are in the presence of stillness, the presence of Spirit. You are comforted. You are protected. You are at peace. Wherever you go, no matter where you go, you are safe. For God, your Father, your Creator, has kept the promise of everlasting life for you. Your gentle breath fills your heart space with never-ending faith, with never-ending hope, with never-ending love. O Oh, precious angel, now is the time to tenderly rock your soul to peaceful sleep as you gently close your eyes. You are assured that all is truly, truly well, for your song has been heard. Your lullaby goes on and on into eternity for all to sing, for all are one in spirit. With deep gratitude, in the name of Christ, light in you, O sweet angel, O sweet daughter, O sweet son, all is well, for a good day and for a good night. Amen and amen, as we take this into a moment of silence.
And now, appropriately, we turn to the Lord's Prayer, which will be followed by a brief meditation by Wanda Fay.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Wanda, please unmute and share with us.
The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, divine mind, who art in heaven, that is now here, hallowed be thy name. Holy are we. Thy kingdom come. Your consciousness, the Christ consciousness, is all together now as one. Our guidance, our mind, ideas, and expression. Thy will be done. As we think, so we are, on earth as it is in heaven. Our thoughts create our reality, for it can be no other way. If it is in me, it is all around me, all around me. Give us this day our daily bread. Thank you. All our needs are met. We are enough. We have enough. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive us for believing in lack, limitation, and separation. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Father, we are now aware and accept. You would not lead us nor leave us in temptation. Thank you for our daily bread, our buffet, and the opportunity of choice and options. How blessed we are. We get to choose what we want, how we want it, where and when we want it. We're taking you out of the box, Father God, and we're coming out with you. We are here to love and live life abundantly. Thank you. We are delivered. We set ourselves free and live. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. It is the consciousness within us that is our power and glory ray, that all is for us forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, Wanda. Again, just a few moments of silence. And now, if you are muted, we close with our tradition of the peace song. Join in.
Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin. The peace that was meant to be with God as creator. United all are we. Let us walk with each other in perfect harmony. Let peace begin. This be the moment now. With every step I take, let this be my joyous vow. To take each moment and live each moment in peace eternally.